Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You picked this fight. You wanted this fight. Well, guess what? You've got it.
Oh, that's the European Union Parliament moving to remove the dictatorial powers of the unelected EU Council. You want a fight? You better believe you got one. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show today. Okay, we have some huge guests joining us. Massive news. The COVID developments, the COVID discovery developments, are the most substantive ever in one day. Incredible information. International studies, 74% of deaths in new autopsy studies linked to COVID shots. That's just one of 10 new developments. We're going to be going over all of that here today. I went and saw Sound of Freedom last night. Very well done. Masterpiece. Brought tears to my eyes. A lot of dry eye in the place. And it's really what Stalin said. One man dies. It's a tragedy. 10,000 die. It's a statistic. That particular organization helped free over 6,000 children. But they only focus on 60 or 70. Particularly a sister and a brother. True story. And to see the corporate media come out and attack it from the Washington Post to CNN has been staggering even for me. Because, I mean, I know they're evil. And I know they're bad. And I know that the operating system off which they get their evil power is the destruction of innocence, namely children. They're trying to turn all humans into commodities so we have no life force and don't stand up for each other. But to see the corporate media openly attack it and say it's bull, it's a lie, it's not true, it's brainworms, is staggering, especially when you look at it in context to what just broke today. And I'm going to be covering this when we start the next segment. And if it doesn't tie your stomach in knots because you know it's a danger. I mean, I've got empathy because I care about these children, but I've got empathy because I have children, and I know that we're blessed to have not been hit by this. And that it's way more prolific than even folks like the makers of this film are able to portray. And obviously they know that. They know the public's not ready for the full truth. A lot of these kids they kill when they're done with them. A lot of children can't handle it. Some convert over under Stockholm Syndrome and get into it. Others don't and are killed. From my research, about, depending on the country and the region, about 60% are killed by 10 years of age. And then they're recycled into a snuff film. About 60% they kill. And, of course, when you see this movie based on a true story, the woman who's helping kidnap the kids, these women and children to lure other children in, was obviously sex trafficked herself. That's how it works. So that's the part that isn't in the movie either, is that about 40% of the children convert to the pedo lifestyle and become pedos themselves. The rest are either made totally mentally ill and thrown on the side of the highway and then are homeless people, or they're murdered. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation, and so please go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one-time or recurring. You have a little profile there. Cancel anytime. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in, and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it, and then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. Instead of making 20, 30, 40% of doing the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as Steve Bishop on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
28 years ago was the first time I was able to interview former senior FBI agent, head of the Southern California sector, Ted Gunderson. He told me that in Central and South America, drug cartels working with the CIA were kidnapping children as young as 2 years of age for sex slavery and shipping them in container ships around the world. The children that took to it and didn't fight back or didn't collapse in mental illness, and it would basically convert via Stockholm Syndrome to being abused, would then be trained and groomed for many years as sex slaves, having up to 15 to 20 people rape them a day. And then, and they would use women like this lady as operatives to pick up the children, portrayed in the movie The Sound of Freedom. They would then use those children, once they were teenagers and up, to recruit and kidnap other children, and then they would end up being in the criminal organization itself. And so they're building what they call a family. And when the CIA, working with West German government, placed over 30,000 children, mainly taken from Christian homes, with convicted child rapists, in the documents that came out 5 years ago, it was to create a new family. Where boys are with men and girls are with women, and then they are taught to be homosexual and lesbian pedophiles. Now, that is Der Spiegel. That is DW.com. That is the New York Post, years after we told you about it. Ted Gunderson said that of the children that take to the abuse after they've been trained by being raped around the world, the ones that take to it that are well-behaved, and that's also in the WikiLeaks, we have well-behaved 7 and 8-year-olds in the hot tub waiting for your pleasure, Mr. Podesta. But remember, they're still children. Some of them might give you a problem. So the best trained still don't like an old man rape them in the rear end. So you have to understand that. And so how this operates then is they would then take them to Las Vegas, amongst other places, where the children are then the well-behaved ones, the trained ones. Like a horse that's been broken, and you want to go buy a horse for your daughter or a pony, and then you don't want to buy really a new one usually because you don't really know they're properly trained and they can develop an attitude problem later. You want like a 5-10-year-old horse that's really well behaved and totally trained. It'll do some tricks and is super safe with your family. And it was the same thing with raped children, is that they then took the ones that were really well behaved and controlled. And they would sell them on an auction block in a subterranean facility in Las Vegas. Now, you have to understand that Gunderson talked about the Finders case and the CIA and D.C. and a huge office building full of kidnapped children and snuff films and satellite uplinks around the world where they're producing it. And, of course, about 4 years ago, the FBI declassified a large tranche on the Finders case, and much of what Gunderson said was in those files. So, understand, at the top, our government, the Justice Department, the Jeffrey Epstein people of the world are running this. And that's the rest of the story that you don't see in a movie like The Sound of Freedom, which is excellent. People can't handle 60, 70 kids being saved just in the movie. Both those are true stories. And they focus on a sister and a younger brother. The sister's like eight. Now she's seven when she gets kidnapped, eight when she gets saved. No, she's like nine. And the little boy's six, seven when he gets kidnapped, and then eight when he gets saved. And it's a true story. But the issue here is, if they showed people more, it would just be too much and too complex. Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. And they actually say that in another way in the movie. And so you can personalize the journey of these children. But if you just tell them it's millions of children a year, I can't even wrap my head around that, even though it's all true. And I was being told this by Ted Gunderson when I was 22 years old. He came to town. He was going on local radio shows. He heard there were Patriot shows. He came to be on Access Television and get up there and warn people about what he saw. And he didn't believe it. He kept running into it in Los Angeles. He'd been high-level FBI all over the country. But his last post in Los Angeles was when he discovered there were devil worshipers and child rape going on and child kidnapping rings. And the FBI just couldn't believe it was happening and wouldn't let him go after him. So he resigned out of the FBI. Retired out of the FBI and went after it. So this movie's very accurate in that it also shows there's good agents in the federal government. There's good people fighting this, but they have to resign, like the Ballard individual, who's a real person the movie's based on, and go do it on his own. And that's the same thing. And Ted Gunderson saved people. But there would never be any media cover it because, again, it's controlled at the top. Low-level child molesters kidnap your kid out of the backyard. The police are going to be allowed to try to find him. But when it's done at an industrialized scale, particularly with third-world children in Eastern Europe, Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America, it is a giant industrial-scale operation. And we don't just have all the documents and all the admissions and Senate reports, congressional reports, FBI reports saying millions of children are trafficked a year. My uncle was in Army Special Operations and in secret operations in Iran-Contra, and he resigned out of it and never talked about it. It was crazy. At his funeral, though, they had some of the military officers get up there and talk about his career and how he was, in the Army, and then they just left it at that. But the point was, he got out of it, and a bunch of other guys got out of it, and they killed some of them. Killed them in Guatemala. And I only learned this again when he was dying. He told me some of it about a year before he died. And then when he was dying, he told me this stuff. And he said, it's dangerous, but you got to know it's real. Everything you've been talking about is true. And was telling me all this. So, and he was the greatest guy I ever knew. So smart, so loving, such a Christian, so strong. And that is what's going on in the world. It's 100% real. They traffic in it. It is their commodity. It is the big, dirty secret. But look, we already know that. I have news articles here now where at hospitals around the country and at medical clinics, when you take your 7 or 8-year-old son or daughter in to have a medical checkup, and when the doctor is alone with your child, they come up and say, are you a girl or a boy? And they have a file. And they try to convince your child of another sex, and the father goes and confronts them. There's video. And they say, well, of course we ask them if they're another gender. That's our job now. That's in the medical code that we do that. That's beyond just somebody groping your kid, some pervert in the public school. It's up there with them kidnapping your child because they can't get away as easily with kidnapping them. But they can get away with screwing them up and then signing them in to a database where public schools around the country and around the world has come out, keep it secret that your child is identified as another gender. Do you feel like a little girl sometimes, a little boy? Yes. Boom. You're in a database. You're put in groups. They brainwash you. You're fast-tracked to it. Okay? And so people keep discovering this in their town, their city, thinking, oh, it's a rogue doctor. No, this is official policy. The doctors where it doesn't happen are ignoring the policy, and they can lose their license. But that's how this works. There's no law you've got to take vaccines. But a lot of your doctors will say, I'm going to fire you. I'm not going to let you come to this pediatrician if you don't make your kids take all the shots. There's no law, but they're bullying you. It's a medical tyranny that's bullying you. So we're going to go to break, come back with the latest on Sound of Freedom that's really scared the system beyond a chink in the armor. This has driven a big old sword right into the dragon's heart. But I have total proof the U.S. government is not just aiding the smugglers, but the people that run our government at the top run it and are specifically hiding their tracks for them. Huge developments that nobody's talking about that we've got to get out there. So all over Europe, they've caught them in France, the Netherlands, the government ministers, underground sex dungeons with dead little children in coffins with living children found, barely hits the news. I mean, that's the big dirty secret, is they kill the majority of the children. They kill the majority of the children. Others, if they're having trouble getting rid of the bodies, they electroshock them with 10 times what you would even brain damage a normal person, then they throw them out on the side of the road. So they don't know who they are and there's no ID. And the U.S. government is battling to make sure when they throw these electroshock people out that they've wiped their memory, that they don't know what hit them. And that was all run by the CIA and Dr. Ewing Cameron and Jolly West has been declassified. So again, a lot of these homeless people were electroshocked because they were...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Swimming in the swimming pool, like kissing your wife, like rocking your grandbabies to sleep, like a good cup of coffee. You never get tired of your husband. You never get tired of your wife. You love each other more and more every day. You wouldn't ever want to hurt a little child. In fact, you want to kill people that hurt children. You're not a violent person, but when you see somebody hurt a little child, you have a rage come up in you to break their neck, don't you? You want to kill them. Well, the people that want to suck the energy out of children and destroy them at the top are basically the equivalent of a Count Dracula. They're not a real vampire that lives forever, but it's a spirit that feeds on innocence. And then it has minions around it, the Renfield types that serve it. And those are archetypes that Bram Stoker basically exposed that are very accurate. And what's he tell you in the books? Well, don't go near the Abbey at night. Don't go near the Royal Palace at night. There's vampires under there. And they come out at night and they grab you. And that went back to the old Transylvanian legends. Don't get near the castle. And really, because the corrupt prince or whatever would grab your daughter, rape her, and kill her. It was just, don't get around the rich people. They're above the law. Don't go around there at night because they're going to be, you know, sneaking around killing villagers. That's what Jack the Ripper was, you know, the king of England. And he was pissed off at hookers for giving him syphilis. So he was going around killing them. And of course, all that's come out. So it's hunting humans is what it is. It's the most dangerous game. And a lot of globalists do not just rape children, they kill children. And I've confirmed that, indeed, Gunderson was right, that some of the so-called elites don't want to have sex with children. They like to rape women. They like to rape men. They like to break people's jaws. They like to reportedly... Gunderson, his sources, Dick Cheney doesn't rape kids, but he beats the living hell out of women. And it just goes into rages that are so off the top. That's why he had, you know, heart attack when he was so young. He's meaner than hell. So, but the point is, it is a crew of really, really nasty, nasty people that are all about doing whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And there's Ted Gunderson. And it's not about giving credit out. It's just that he's the original trailblazer exposing all the Epstein stuff and how they have islands in the Caribbean they take kids to. And then I learned that from Hollywood folks as well, that they'd heard about stuff like that. That's why I talked about it 20 years ago. And then I get the credit for it. It's not me. It's Ted Gunderson. And then you've got these great people that go out and actually save children and prove it's going on. Well, we know it's going on. It's massive. And now we have the corporate media defending it. Now, here's the two big developments. One of these is a month old. One of these just happened today. And it is staggering and it's turning heads. You've seen the head of the Border Patrol Union. You've seen high-level individuals in Congress say, we want to stop the smugglers. They're smuggling tens of thousands of children per sector, per month. Large percentages are convicted pedophiles. We're not allowed to stop them. We have to turn them loose. The DOJ will not let us indict them. The DOJ has that power over federal judges and magistrates to do it. And I've talked to the people directly involved, okay, highest level. And, but it's in the news that's happening. You need to get it from my sources. This is all public. This is not QAnon, oh, it's secret, it's under the table. This is real, and that's why they don't like the sound of freedom, because it just takes two raids to save children in two places. They did hundreds of these things over 6, 7, 8 years, and it just focuses on those. And, of course, the media is like, oh, that's not true. It's super accurate, except they held back a little because it's a little too hardcore for you to be able to handle, and I get it. So It's not lying. Just in 2 hours, you can't tell somebody everything. So this has all come out, and they protect these people. So here's the big thing that happened a month ago. CBS News, CBS Austin. Expert says ending DNA testing at the border will result in more suffering and exploitation of children. That's what Obama, Biden, did a month ago. So now when somebody's got a child, no ID, no proof, within one day they can hold them. When they're coming across illegally with no IDs that are, you know, that match, okay, you say that they're dad or mom, they can test, and in less than a day now, no, is this next of kin? Is this a father? Is this a mother? Is this a cousin? They know 100%. Now, I'm trying to go through TSA with my daughter. They check her passport, look, ask, is this your daddy? But when the illegals go through, they just wave them through with little kids, folks. This is sick. Now, that's a huge story. It's gotten almost no coverage. Now, let me hit you with something even bigger that just completes the circuit. And this right now is making me get massive chills of just beyond rage. Just that feeling of total commitment where I can just unscrew somebody's head that's doing this to these children. Biden in familial DNA testing at U.S. border. See that? See that? Now, here's the new one. This just happened 2 days ago. It just hit the news today. Biden's DOJ eliminates language on child sex trafficking from government websites and child victims of prostitution after losing track of 85,000 migrant children alone. So they're now removing that it even exists and are saying it's not a scandal that they cover it up. It's not a scandal they complete the smuggling. They're now removing the definition, like mother and father, in the schools. That's being removed. They're just erasing it and saying there's not even a thing to click on to report it. To talk about it. So you want to go on the DOJ website and you want to report a crime, and it's got the sections, bank robbery, all this exploitation, kidnapping of children, sex trafficking is now gone because it doesn't exist. Just like the media says. And I didn't enrage you by playing the CNN and the MSNBC clips where they say, this movie's fake, this isn't going on, there's no child sex trafficking, when it's the trillion-pound elephant in the room. But now the maker of the film and Ballard, the hero, federal agent, all of them are on Fox. They're coming on here soon. We've been talking to them the last few days. And they're going on and talking about it, saying, I can't believe CNN is endorsing child sex trafficking. I mean, that's what they're doing. Well, of course they are, because the people that run the federal government at the top are now saying trafficking in children does not exist. It's made up. Kind of like side effects from the shots. No, they're not made up. We have the numbers. Biden DOJ eliminates language on child sex trafficking from government website and child victims of prostitution. You want to report child prostitution? Doesn't exist. So, no DNA testing so that smugglers can get the kids through. When they're throwing babies over the wall, and the Border Patrol says, who just threw that baby? Oh, it's my baby. It's my baby. We have all this footage of the charities have a little year-old child, six-month child. We follow them into the airport. They get out of the van. The woman's got Grim Reaper tattoos. She walks in. She goes, it's my baby. It's my baby. Doesn't sign paperwork. Hands it to an aid organization with no paperwork. We follow her. An hour later, she's back with another kid. The next day we're there, they start having guys in pickup trucks, literal cartel guys, and they're waiting on us. We're like, screw you. We're not looking for trouble, trying to save kids. We're all armed too. In fact, the reason they didn't shoot us is they don't want attention that they're smuggling right there. And that's why we're willing to do whatever it takes. Okay, you're going to shoot us. That's going to draw attention. You just killed us for being here. Yeah, here it is right here. This woman walks up and says, this is my baby. And then they just give them an aid package, whatever made-up name they want, and this child disappears into hell with this lying goblin woman handing it off. And she's got the most satanic drug cartel, Grim Reaper, MS-13 connected group on her leg. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th Super Sale just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. BrainForce Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cap, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's, you gotta get that, that's selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Terfilma Vitality, same as the male Vitality, but the male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, The Missing Link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole Food Multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Platinum products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
To cover the waterfront with us for the next 30 minutes is the amazing Roger Stone. Fresh off the big UFC event with Mel Gibson, Trump, Dana White, and all that great Patriot crew that are challenging the New World Order paradigm on so many fronts. We're going to go to Roger here in just a moment and tie all the latest developments together. Please remember that we are listener and viewer supported. We have the big sale going right now, the 4th of July super sale that I am told has to end tomorrow. So on Thursday, it'll be gone. because so many of the items that are up to 60% off are running out. But if you want to get Super Female Vitality, that's the same as Super Male. The Super Male sold out. It's just a pink label. Great libido, stamina, energy. It's 60% off. Double Patriot points. If you want to get a big discount on Nitric Boost, it cleans out your blood. It's so good for your body and your brain. All the things, the environment, it's discounted. If you want to get Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, 50% off in the combo pack, 40% off individually. Amazing nootropics. But it all funds the operation. You want somebody to expose Jeffrey Epstein's island a decade before anybody else? We do it. You want somebody to expose and go show the human smuggling and child kidnapping? We do it. You want somebody that wants to attack the New World Order and the information war and is fearless? Ladies and gentlemen, we're it. But we can't do it without you. So I want to hire more reporters. I want to go on the offense. I don't want to just be stabilized. And we're always right there, you know, like an old neon sign that's about to burn out. It's just right. I want to be blaring bright colors of truth so everybody can see it. So take action. Put your money where your mouth is. Plus, these are incredible products. Nitric Boost, just the thing. It's not even sold as a libido increaser or herbal Viagra. But see what the side effect is. What it does for your blood, your capillaries, is incredible. It's why you hear the rave reviews, why listeners calling about how amazing it is. Get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film, get a copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Oh, and I almost forgot. All the storable food, top-of-the-line water filtration, air filtration, all top-rated in the testing, the very best you can get at a super low price. And I'm not just saying that. It's true. So I'm giving you the best stuff at a low price. Go research it and look it up for yourself, please. You need to be filtering your water with all the news that's out there about all the toxins and garbage. And it funds the show. Or make a straight donation. InfoWarsStore.com says donate $5, $100, $10. Make it recurring so you don't forget. Cancel any time for free. Just stand with us in this fight. You want results? You're getting results. That's all we do is give results. All glory to God. All right. Let's go now to Roger Stone, one of the top Trump advisors, guy that helped get into the White House. And, of course, Trump credits him with that. Roger is always very, very meek about it. But his enemies know that. That's why they're always trying to put him in prison. Just to talk about really a concern I have here, Roger. The globalists, before they indicted him at the state level with Bragg, and before they did it with the situation in Florida with the made-up document heist by the president, stealing his own documents, before all of that happened, they said, once we indict him, his poll numbers, 20 points ahead of DeSantis, 10 points ahead of Biden, will go down. First indictment, he goes up 10 points. Next indictment, 10 points. Now he's 70%+ in the Republican field of the percentage. Most popular president, probably, other than George Washington, but certainly since polling began. All of this is happening. He's 25, 30 points ahead of Biden, 50 points ahead of DeSantis. It's just ridiculous. And now they've got new indictments ready saying, well, the new indictments will get him. So I'm really concerned that they're not understanding the UFC is the real American culture and that Trump's a rock star there, always has been, but bigger than ever. I don't think they understand that they're in their little New York and D.C. ivory towers and the world hates their guts. So I'm really concerned that these maniac lunatics are continue down this road not knowing they've lost. But maybe they know they've lost. They don't know a way out because they've committed so many crimes. So should we? Because I get, like, Hitler, we cornered him in his bunker in Berlin, and we know the rest of the story. I always like to see villains cornered and finally brought down to sea level or 6 feet below sea level. But at the same time, we let Napoleon go live on an island. And, of course, he escaped once. We send him back. But to a more guarded island. Is there some way to telegraph, some third way for the globalists to not hurtle us into civil war? Or is it too late, Roger Stone? Because, I mean, I have a real political sense of danger here that I've never felt before. And I've got a pretty good sense of history and things. I think, well, you're an expert. Give us your take.
Well, Alex, first of all, thanks for having me back on. Secondarily, let me say I very carefully followed your broadcasting from the River Church with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. You are at the top of your game. You're a warrior. Like me, you will never give up in this epic struggle between good and evil. You are right about the fact that those in the deep state, I should say the deep state media cabal, or maybe they're all the same, the Democrat deep state media cabal have badly miscalculated in their efforts to destroy Donald Trump. They really know in their hearts they can't beat him in a free, fair, honest, transparent election. I saw this firsthand. I had really forgotten how powerful the Trump magic was until this recent campaign swing, where I was very honored to be asked by the president to join his entourage. We flew to Iowa. We flew from there to Las Vegas, Iowa and Nevada, both early primary, caucus and primary states, and then on to California. And I was reminded about Donald Trump's appeal and his connection with the regular people. I've never seen crowds like this. I've never seen intensity like this. By the way, Alex, whenever I go to one of these things, a number of people who say to me, "Oh, I watch you on InfoWars. Please tell Alex Jones I love him." It's heartening. It's really heartening. Also, a lot of shout-outs for Owen Schroyer and everything he's been forced to go through. So I really think, first of all, I felt like playing that old Gene Autry song, Back in the Saddle Again, because, you know, I had like an old war horse smelling smoke. I had a very familiar feeling on the road. And they've really, you're right, they've underestimated the fact that their war of lawfare, which is what they're waging, is backfiring very badly. Donald Trump's lawyers yesterday, late in the day, I think in the evening actually, filed a motion to delay his trial, correctly saying it's impossible to have a fair trial within the backdrop of a presidential election, particularly given the weighty issues where the government would like to seal all of the documents. So in other words, they would try Trump, but you and I are never allowed to know, you know, what exactly these documents that he allegedly improperly handled were about.
Look, it overturns our entire history of checks and balances, due process, and fair systems. And they would never indict the Clintons or anybody else for open crime, saying, oh, it would be election meddling because they were up for re-election. It is cut and dry election meddling. So they want to ban questioning the last two elections where there was all sorts of hanky-panky and skullduggery. But this is absolute cut and dry election meddling, with Democrats running around trying to get Republicans barred from running again because they were at the Capitol on January 6th as lawmakers, and then saying, Biden saying, he'll never be there. We'll use the Justice Department to stop him. We played that clip. Cue that up. We played that clip last time you were on a month ago. That's the president saying, I will use the Justice Department. He will not be allowed to run. Open and shut a federal judge. This is total election meddling. It's outrageous.
Well, but essentially what Trump's lawyers said today, and I echo this, is, all right, fine, you want to charge Donald Trump on some totally fabricated charge? Let's let the American people be the jurors, because I think we all understand that if elected, Trump would turn around and pardon himself. He's already said that he would pardon those poor people who are being persecuted over January 6th. Let the American people decide. That really scares the daylights out of them. So you already have Andrew Weissman and Neil Keitel and all these other epically corrupt former prosecutors screaming for additional indictments. Let's indict him in New Jersey. Let's indict him in D.C. We know what that's like. They obviously don't have much confidence in their case in Florida. Why? Because through law, they actually got an honor.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Stone is a convicted felon. Sorry, there's no Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration to lie about under oath, and the Mueller's final report, as you know, completely exonerates me.
Yes, Roger, being indicted by this DOJ is like being given the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Well, pretty close to it. Trump and Mel had great energy. I know the president's very looking forward to seeing the Sound of Freedom. It was an epic thing. And then, of course, the UFC fight is great. Dana White is a great patriot. I saw Joe Rogan. You saw Trump give Rogan the alpha power handshake. That's because Joe won't have the president on his podcast. I had no idea Joe Rogan was so short, by the way. I've had it up to here with Joe Rogan. Let me put you that way.
Roger, here's the deal. I've been friends with Joe 25 years. I've been friends with you like 10. And Joe is very calculating about who he has on the show and what he does. He's come a long way against the New World Order. He's come out against the poison shots. He said what's happening to Trump is wrong. Yeah, he attacked Trump in the past. That's why I came after Joe 6 years ago. But will you please stop being mean to Joe?
It was a great sight gag, though, when I said I had it up to here with Joe. Come on. Give me that.
Well, I mean, I'm only about 2 inches taller than him. What's this whole – I don't have a Napoleon complex. But you guys that are like an inch taller than me, like put me down. Once I cut my hair off, I'm about an inch shorter as well. So I'm like 4 feet tall now. No, I mean anyways, the point is that so you want a cage match with Joe? You think you can take him, huh?
I know I could definitely take him, and I'm 70 years old. But I hit the heavy bag, you know, for an hour every Saturday.
Roger, I'm not being mean to you, but I've known Joe 25 years. I have seen him kick the ass of 270-pound people. You have no idea what you're talking about.
You said
Joe Rogan is meaner than hell. You have no. I mean, look, you're part Sicilian. You know, Sicilians aren't wimps. He's Irish and Sicilian. I know Joe. I've seen big guys start fights with him. It doesn't. He jumps on their back like a gorilla and slams their head in the ground. You have no idea. You have no idea. I'm telling you, he can almost beat Eddie Bravo at his prime. Eddie Bravo was world champion in his weight. Joe Rogan was a U.S. champion in full contact Taekwondo when he was like 20 years old. I'm just telling you, like he does Chuck Norris back spin kicks that nobody else can do. I'm telling you, Joe's insane. I'm just telling you, it's okay. I will love to see this. You won't do it, but you want to fight Joe Rogan, huh?
Well, let me put it this way, Alex. He was wearing a really nice suit. I wonder what it would cost in a man's size.
You're really picking a fight here.
Well, look, I don't think Joe Rogan is ever going to fight me, nor is he ever going to interview me. The problem with Joe is, by the way, he's probably not a bad guy, but he has handlers, and his handlers are politically correct.
Look at how dedicated his work ethic is. It's hilarious. I bet you are a tough guy, Roger. I'm just saying that, and look, he's older. I think Joe's like 55, 56. I mean, he's not out there trying to get in fights. I just love the energy here. Because,
well, look, I'd like to see an Elon Musk Zuckerberg about. I mean, it seems to me that Zuck the Cuck agreed to it. Now he seems to be backing off. I admire Elon for now saying we should have a measuring contest. I think Elon comes out on top either way. Look, it's all obviously apocryphal, but I'd like to see Joe interview the President of the United States. That's what I'd like to see. I'm referring to the real President, Donald J. Trump.
Well, just know this. Joe trains 2 hours a day on average with top jiu-jitsu people at his house and at private gyms for 2 hours till people are throwing up. And he kicks. We got to find the video. I wasn't there when he did this one time at his house, but I've seen the video. You know, he kicks wood poles till blood pours out of his shins. I'm just saying, to say that Joe Rogan's a wimp, I'm not kissing his ass. Joe's got his own issues. But the point is that you know what? I want to see it, Roger. I'll tell you what it'd be.
I don't think that's likely to happen. But he had to interview President Trump on his podcast. If he doesn't, in all honesty,
I think it's fair to say that Joe is being very careful about what he does politically. Here's what Joe's doing. He can fight the globalists and go after them and hurt their agenda, but by not acting like he's politically on board with the populist movement and he's just a regular guy, then he doesn't have all the issues. And so that's what he's doing.
I have a slightly different take of it, Alex, because you and I are two sailors. Well, you know, we've been banned on most social media. Joe's looking at his pocketbook. Therefore, he doesn't want to cover certain subjects or say certain things because he fears censorship, and that would hurt the bottom line. I think any time you put money ahead of truth, you're making a gigantic mistake.
No, I hear you. I just like you and I like Joe. I think I love both you guys. And I actually pitched you to Joe about 4 years ago. He said, you think Roger would come on? And I said, yeah. And I sent him your number. So for whatever reason you didn't do it, I think you guys as two Sicilians should just get together and be buddies.
Look, maybe we could share a pizza. There's really no hatchet to bury. It's mostly shtick, as you know. But I really do think you should interview the president. I think it would be great. By the way, I thought Joe's interview of Bobby Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., was epic. I thought it was excellent. I think Joe did a very good job in that. So some of this, as you know, is theater. But I really do think you should interview the president. The president, as you know, is being censored heavily by Fox News. And I think a good, solid interview with Joe Rogan would help President Trump reach millions of voters he's not reaching today. So that's what I'd like to see.
No, I hear you. So moving off the Joe Rogan thing, let's plug your daily talk show. You've also got your weekend show that's exploding on WABC. Tell us about all, and then listen, how's Trump doing? What do you expect of him? Look at DeSantis. I mean, now DeSantis is about to be replaced. He's falling in the polls. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's really quite extraordinary. Yesterday, Laura Loomer discovered that DeSantis basically transferred $1 million to the Speaker of the House in Florida to guarantee a change in law that allows him to remain as governor while running for president. I think that's called bribery, and I hope the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Florida will look into it. Trump's energy is really quite extraordinary. I have Kimberly Guilfoyle, the MAGA warrior princess, really one of the fiercest fighters for the American First Agenda that I know, on my show at StoneZone.live today at 5 o'clock Eastern time. That would be 4 o'clock your time, Alex. And you're right, my WABC radio show, which is on Sundays, has really, really taken off. That you can listen to that if you don't live in the greater New York area. You can listen to it at WABCRadio.com, either in real time, or you can go back to that site and listen to it after the show.
All right. I totally agree. Let's hit some other headlines quickly. Update. Biden administration files emergency stay with Fifth Circuit Court demanding the right to censor, silence, and manipulate Americans. How incredible is that? Documents reveal Biden FBI colluded with compromised Ukrainian intelligence agency to censor Americans. Mark Levin goes scorched earth on the corrupt DOJ. If we don't break the back of the DOJ, it will destroy the country. He's kind of been a worshiper of it. This should be a sign to the system that your worshipers of the FBI are turning against you, because you are not in the FBI. The Justice Department is destroying the country. What do you make of that?
You know, Levin had an excellent program Sunday night. I rarely watch him. I think generally speaking, he has a face for radio. But he's very, very smart. He's very, very effective. He's very, very quick on his feet. And he's absolutely right. They have weaponized the justice system in a way that is unfathomable. If you're a Catholic and you choose to go to the Latin Mass, well, they think you're a domestic terrorist. You need to be investigated. If you're a parent and you're concerned about the curriculum being forced on your children in the public schools, and you have the audacity, the nerve to show up at a school board meeting and express your views, well, you're a domestic terrorist. You should be spied on and probably arrested. It's very hard for me as a 40-plus year veteran of American politics to even imagine these things are true. But they are true. They have weaponized the system against the average American. And there is really only one way to fix that, short of civil war, and we're not for civil war.
That's getting Donald Trump elected again. But here's the problem. They know their time is coming to an end. They're dug in. They're cornered rats. They're going to lose. The question is, how destructive will it be? Is there any third way to get them to just give up and go away? Or they're not going to do that?
I don't think they're going to do that. Right now, they have a huge conundrum. Joe Biden is malfunctioning. He can't perform in public. The epic nature of his corruption is exposed more and more. Multi-million-dollar payments directly from China, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, and elsewhere. Bribery, extortion.
So they're all going to bet everything on the gimmick of Big Mike and Gavin Newsom.
I still believe that they will nominate Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom. They'll extort Newsom to get on the ticket, because white men are not prized within today's Democratic Party, the party that produced, you know, great presidents like John Kennedy, Harry Truman, who broke the back of the communists in Greece. That Democratic Party no longer exists. So, yes, I've said here on this program, say it yet again, they will dump Biden. Biden will be allowed to pardon himself, setting a precedent for Donald Trump, will pardon his son, his brother, probably other key members of the Biden crime family on his way out the door. The party will scramble and it will produce Michelle Obama.
All right, thank you so much, Roger. Back in the saddle again.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.